Kyla customer service. My name is Caitlin. How may I assist you?
Hello.
Can you hear me? I'm sorry.
Yes. I've had two phone calls coming to you folks because I've waited so long, but I'd rather talk to you on this phone.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
I spoke to somebody regarding a charge that was put on my credit card.
Yes, ma'am.
And it was illegal. I didn't order anything. So I spoke to somebody, and she wanted my credit card company to call back. And they said they cannot do that. That's restricted, first of all. And secondly, I waited almost an hour to get through. So there's no way they're going to wait an hour. But anyway, they're going to put a dispute on this unless I get a refund right now. They're calling me back at 3 o'clock. And if this is not settled right now and get my refund back, they're going to dispute it.
Okay, I need to pull it up, ma'am. What's your zip code?
Excuse me?
Your zip code?
Zip code.
Mm-hmm.
03732. Oh, 03237. I apologize. I don't know what is the joke. So crazy with this. I'm sorry.
Well, one more time. What was it?
03237. I apologize. Yes.
And what's your name, ma'am?
Joanna Holbrook.
All right. Can you confirm either the email or the mailing address, whichever you prefer?
765 Middle Route in Gilmanton, New Hampshire. 03237.
Thank you.
And I do have a confirmation number here, too.
All right. Okay, it's loading.
Excuse me?
It's loading. 1 second.
Oh, okay. And your name is?
My name is Caitlin.
Caitlin?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, beautiful name. I love that. Caitlin. All right, Caitlin.
Okay, so did you speak with the bank? I'm sorry, did you speak with the representative and tell them that you were starting the dispute?
I spoke to her and Ashley this morning. She gave me this confirmation number, and she told me that they needed to hear from, on the phone,
mm-hmm.
from my Capital One credit card company, and they said they cannot do that. That's restricted. They cannot do that.
Now,
a
bank can do that, and we have talked to Capital One before as well. So, only thing I need you to confirm is, did you actually start a dispute? Because the issue is, if you said you started one, we can't refund
you. There is no filed dispute yet.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to file one as soon as, unless you, if you do not give me my refund right now,
mm-hmm.
right now, with a confirmation
ma'am.
Number on it, then we're going to file a dispute. We have not done it yet.
Mm-hmm. So that's what
and
I'm saying. Not to cut you
they
off.
Will not call. You can call them all you want, but they're
ma'am.
Not going to call you. She already told me that.
Okay, I apologize for cutting you off. The only thing I just needed you to verify is that I think the last representative thought you were saying you started one. And when you start one, we can't. But if you did not start a dispute, I can go ahead and refund you now and give you a cancellation number.
I
if you can
it.
Write it, you have pencil and paper or something.
I do. Please give me my refund. Thank you.
Okay. 1 second.
I'm sorry. I'm very aggravated.
Oh, no, it's no problem.
Crazy.
I could tell by the note that she thought that you already started one. That's why I was asking.
I told her over and over again that I did not, but they had told me to call you folks first. So I spent over an
right.
hour this morning trying to get through. Finally did, and she's trying to tell me that the dispute was on, but it was not. It never was.
Right.
It still isn't. Okay.
And see, the bank, they don't want to do all that paperwork, and we don't either. So it's best to go
That's
ahead and
right.
just do that refund.
Give me my damn refund. Thank
right.
you.
Okay. I did the refund, so let me send you an email. Is this email address Joanna1? Oh, hold on, that might be an error. Is that a 1? Yes,
right.
Joanna1trim @hotmail.com.
Yes, it is. Yes.
Okay,
it is.
So I'm sending you an email. Okay. You should get two emails in a few minutes, one for a cancellation and one for a refund. Now, do you
okay,
want to write down this cancellation number?
Please, yes.
All right, it is C as in Charlie.
Yeah.
258-792-205. Yes, ma'am.
I think that's the same one they gave me. 258-792-205. Okay, that's the confirmation number she gave me this morning.
Okay, it'll be put a C in front of it.
Pardon me?
If you put a C in front of it, that basically recognizes that it's being canceled. So it's just saying your order was canceled.
Okay, great. Okay. Well, she did tell me that this morning, but she didn't say it was canceled. She just said to get them on the phone, and
yes,
they said, no, we can't do that. All right. So, Caitlin, this has gone through, and I can tell them they're calling me back in at 3 o'clock. So
sometimes it takes 3 to 5 days to go back into the account, but the bank should still be able to verify that in a few days that it's pending back into your account. But I did refund it, and it's been canceled, so you won't receive any more charges for that.
Excellent. Thank you. And you did email me that that confirmation cancellation, right?
Yes, ma'am. So you should see an email about the refund of
$54.97. Great. I appreciate that. Thank you so much, Caitlin. You have
no problem.
Today.
And thank you for calling.
Your help.
No problem. Thank you for calling customer service. Have a good day.
Okay. You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.